You're a real weed head. You can tell.
That's cool, because I when I did this, I was like, I only want to be playing with some weed heads.
I ain't trying to get mixed up with some reefer addicts.
Yeah.
That's my new thing, is I'm bringing back temperance in 2021.
Temperance, sure.
I'm afraid of stuff.
People were really scared of reefer addicts for decades. They were like the psychopaths that you had to watch for.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's my new angle. I'm just going to be like, yeah, weed makes you kill your family, and one drop of alcohol will ruin America.
Glue sniffers was a big one in the 80s. Remember that?
No.
No? I remember moving. So I moved to the United States in 1997 or something. And I remember my grandma and like pop culture referencing crazy glue sniffer. And my grandma at one point said that she saw a couple of glue sniffers at the bank. And it was just like, you know, some guy who wasn't from around here.
some guy with kind of long hair.
Trying to use the bank.
Out on that glue.
Wiped out on glue. He was building a model Sherman tank right there in the driveway of the bank. Fucked up on glue. Out of his mind, this guy.
You know, we got to regulate the glue. That's people just getting in the hands.
Access to too much glue. The hands. I can't tell you how many times I come home and some glue sniffers glued himself to my apartment. Right across the door. I can't get in. Sam, what's your favorite glue?
Oh, man, I don't believe in it.
Pick a favorite glue. I'm a rubber cement man.
I'm addicted to tape.
You going the other way.
Yeah. Yeah, I roll it up. I light the end. That's what I'm doing with scotch.
Sure.
Yeah.
Sure. Boy, there was a ton of like crazy fucking like weird drug myths coming out of the mountain town that I grew up in. I remember being told that you could tell pot smoke because it was purple.
What?
Yeah, it was purple. You know, like Willy Wonka would smoke.
That good stuff.
I was on the lookout for it too. I was like, I'll get you.
little patrolman Jordan.
Yeah, tackling three teens smoking a joint.
Yeah. Foam sword, Scottish accent. You're fine.
That was not me. There was a kid in our town who thought he was a cop though. He would like go around and like try to bust people.
What sucks is those guys grew up to be actual cops.
Yeah, yeah.
It's bad.
Yeah, he had it locked in pretty early on. I think NARC is the path for me. ladies and gentlemen and everyone in between, welcome to Fight Island, the podcast about fictional fights in the very real island where they take place. My name is Jordan Dahl.
I'm Sam Wiles.
And joining us today, the very hilarious Iffy Wadaway is here.
Hey, hey, how's it going?
It is going well. How are you, man?
Pretty good, you know, feeling good. I'm going to move this mic away. I feel like at the moment I started talking, it got really hot.
You're using that radio voice.
Yeah. That's an industry term for a mic that's too loud for anyone who's listening.
You got that morning radio energy. Wolfman Wadaway coming to the mic.
Oh, yeah. Coming at you.
You guys, speaking of Halloween creeping up on us, how are you guys feeling about it? You doing okay? Is everybody holding up?
Yeah.
It's pretty spooky out there.
Yeah, it's very scary, but I'm holding strong. I think I wasn't thinking too much about it at first because I was supposed to travel tomorrow to go do a shoot, but that got canceled. So now it's like, what am I doing?
Now you're alone. Now you're alone in the building with Halloween.
Yeah.
Yeah, me and my girlfriend were first in line at Spirit Halloween this morning. We were online for that shit.
The sentence, we went to Spirit Halloween in the morning, is insane. You went to Spirit Halloween before noon.
It's a weird crowd. And the weirdest part about it is there was also a line waiting for the liquor store to open. And those lines were kind of mingling. The tail end of the Spirit Halloween line. And the tail end of the morning liquor store crowd. It was fucked up, but I got what I needed, and I'm going to be a very esoteric pop culture reference for Halloween 19 years in a row.
Jordan, drop what it is, because this won't come out until right after Halloween.
I was the beast from over the garden wall for Halloween.
What?
La, 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 la.
Those who know, you know. But I digress. We're not fighting Halloween costumes. We're not fighting mourning liquor store crowd patrons, though fuck, what a fight that would be. Today we are fighting. We're continuing in the tradition of Fright Island, possibly the last Fright Island ever. I don't know. Who knows what will happen in the next year?
One of us is very sick. You'll find out at the end of the year.
I'm just saying. Open a good bottle of wine while you listen to this one. We are fighting a versus match, as is our way on Fright Island. It is going to be spooky kids versus haunted dolls.
Ooh.
Yeah. So the way this goes down, for any iffy heads just joining us, it's just a big game of who would win in a fight between, you've all played it before. We do three rounds, lightweight, middleweight, and heavyweight round. The weight classes are kind of based less on the weight of the fighters and more on their kind of cultural impact. So if we were fighting Seinfeld characters, like a lightweight fight might be like the Soup Nazi versus Jay Peterman, and a heavyweight would be Jerry versus George, you know? So it's video game rules. So old people can fight gay people, men can fight women, dogs can fight babies, whatever needs to happen in order for the island to taste the justice that it so craves. And we're going to talk about the competitors, who we think should be in each fight. We're going to talk about strengths and weaknesses. And then we're all going to vote and decide who wins these rounds. So, lightweight bout, creepy kids versus haunted dolls. And I'm going to upgrade it to creepy kids because they don't necessarily have to be spooky. They can just be creepy.
Or even from a scary movie, but they're maybe not the...
Sure. Perfect example. Themselves. We were talking about this before the pod. Danny Torrance from The Shining. Heavyweight movie, potentially a heavyweight spooky kid, but he himself is kind of a hero. He's not necessarily the spooky guy, but he's a little creep in that shit. We can all agree. That kid shows up to my room with the little finger thing.
Danny's not here.
That's creepy. creepy. 10 creepy. Okay, lightweight. Do you think Danny's like... Danny's heavy,
middle, I think.
Middle.
Yeah, because he has supernatural powers. So
he's got supernatural powers. Exactly.
Honestly, this is we're going to kick the debate off earlier. I feel like technically the lightweights would be the children of the corn. Because I feel like the children of the corn, they have the element of surprise and numbers on their side.
Yes.
You can't name an individual child of the corn. That's what makes them lightweight.
Well, you can only name the one whose name I can't remember. But so you're right.
His name was Corn.
You can only name the one. I don't know the name, but you can only name.
It's a Thackeraya or something creepy. Some kind of barely German thing. Because it's the main kid is the one you really got to worry about. And then the rest of them, they're just kind of kids who like have knives and shit. Yeah. But they're bending to the will of the main child of the corn.
Yeah. Which also you snap that kid's neck, you know, like a twig. Good game. We win. Yeah.
I like this. I like the children of the corn as a lightweight battle. Now, the question being, these are children, multiple. Or do we just want to do the one main kid? I'm gonna look it up. I need that name.
I think it's children of the corn.
Yeah, I think you get I think you can bring bring the gang.
What's freaky about them is there how many of them there are.
That is something to be contested with.
One kid looking at you, weird. A bunch of kids looking at you at the same time.
Yeah.
Deeply unnerving.
Terrifying. Have you seen that movie?
Not since I watched it like really young. I watched it like a bad age.
It's fucked up. I wasn't expecting it to be quite as fucked up as it was.
Well, the other movie I watched when I think I was like in like kindergarten, it was like not a good, I was watching horror movies too young, but that movie, The Cat's Eye, the like Stephen King.
Oh yeah. Fuck yeah. Love The Cat's Eye. Is the thing from that a spooky doll? No,
he's
a little goblin.
That's kind of where I was going. Is there a little messed up doll?
Do you guys know the movie, Puppet Master?
Yeah.
There's those little puppets. There's like four or five of them. I feel like they could maybe get up after some children.
Absolutely.
running through the corn. That kid's name is Malachi, by the way.
Okay. There you go. A little freaky.
Yeah. He's possessed. He's he who walks between the rows is the demon that lives inside him.
I really like, I like Children of the Corn as the lightweight fighter. Maybe fighting. I don't know if you guys have seen the movie The Boy.
Yes.
And then it's terribly named sequel, Brahms the Boy 2.
Brahms the Boy 2. It's so funny.
It's still, because so The Boy, fine. A very generic bad movie title. It's about a doll that lives with a couple, and the couple pretends the doll is their son or whatever. His name is Brahms in the movie. It has nothing to do with the title. The sequel is then called Brahms, as though we were all like, well, boy. I'm always accidentally calling The Boy Brahms. I'm always calling that movie Brahms.
Right, that doll, and then it's
Brahms: The Boy 2.
It is
horrible,
it is as
on
though,
every level.
It is as though the first movie did very poorly, and the producers were like, well, do they know it's about Brahms?
Yeah, maybe they didn't know it's about Brahms.
Everybody loves Brahms.
Brahms. The thing on the tip of our tongue, Brahms.
Yeah, let me look out. I remember hearing The Boy.
Yeah. Brahms the Boy 2 is the only reason I know about this movie. I think this is a great matchup, mainly because Brahms the Boy, who's that's what I'm going to call him the whole time, maybe The Boy Brahms, is a lightweight ass scary doll.
Yeah.
We didn't even know about him until the sequel.
Yeah.
But I do think we're going to need a bit of a Brahms brush up, if we will. What can you tell us about Brahms, Sam?
Well, okay. If you want to watch The Boy or Brahms the Boy 2, we're going to spoil it.
Okay. All right. That's fine.
I will give you this headline before you start reading. Review. Brahms the Boy 2 is a mediocre horror film and an awful sequel.
That really gives it lightweight
fucking
cred.
Hell. Wow. And they kind of roped The Boy 1 in there, kind of, too. Like, yeah, you get over here. You suck, too.
So in The Boy, Brahms is a doll that this couple is raising.
Yeah.
Brings in a nanny. The couple then drowns themselves.
Oh, no.
But then this woman is, like, now psychologically broken down, where she is taking care
of
this
doll. She has to take care of Brahms the Boy.
And then at the climax, you fight a guy busts out of the wall, and that's the original Brahms, who has allegedly died 20 years ago. He's been living in the house,
whoa,
badly burned, being a psycho, moving
holy
the doll around.
Moving the doll around?
Yeah, yeah. So
that's terrifying.
Yeah. So then Brahms
fucking,
is both.
You should have called the first one Brahms. We need people watching The Boy.
So the fighter is Brahms the doll. But secretly, a man who lives
behind
in
him, a terrifying wall.
Oh,
man.
I mean, that just makes it such a good, like, stronger argument for this being a lightweight.
Truly.
This isn't even a supernatural doll. This is a man who has to wait till no one's looking. Who has to wait till no one's looking to make his move
to be invisible.
To move his doll around,
like fucking Cal from Mystery Men. You can only go invisible when no one's looking. Okay, this is also a really good fight because it's a doll. It's the kids. The kids are going to think the doll's real, much like we did. This is great. Whereas he's stalking around in the walls. Okay, so the question before us is, who would win in a fight between Brahms the Boy, a.k.a. Brahms the Burn Man, and
two.
And the Children of the Corn?
So strengths for Children of the Corn is just strength in numbers. I mean, you got, if they're in this mansion, say they're in the Brahms the Boy 2 mansion, and they're in every room. It's going to be hard for original Burn to a Crisp Brahms to go move his doll around if they're all kind of occupying all the space.
Sure.
But he doesn't live in the walls.
Okay, let me pitch this scenario to you. This is Fight Island, so they've been summoned again. You know, they don't know. They're just conjured to this area. Brahms has taken up residence in a house near the field. It's come to the community, as it were, and the children are through with it. They don't like Brahms. They're descending on the house. Can't kill a doll, and if you go for the doll, this dude's gonna jump out of the walls. And I don't care how burned up you are. You can fight a bunch of kids, probably.
True, but, you know, he's been living in the walls, probably eating spackle. Not on a good diet. Yeah, he's not built to fight. This man is not built to fight. This man has not.
He's been eating spiders and spackle.
Yeah, he's been eating spiders and spackle. He's getting his daily SNS.
Constitution hit for sure.
Yeah.
I'm wondering if he can. I think that Brahms the boy / the man in the walls has a unique advantage in that these are children and he can use the doll to distract them almost to the point where, like, you know, you get all the kids in the house, they're trying to attack the doll, Brahms, if you will, and then you lock the door and explode the house.
Yeah, but I feel like, where are they fighting, in a house or his house?
It's his house.
He's not going to light it on fire. He has an attachment to it. Also,
that's
we got to.
Brahms the boy is.
Yeah, we got to imagine that this dude probably has a Frankenstein complex.
Sure.
Not a big fan of flames.
Sure. And he's not going to willingly burn Brahms. His corporeal form, as it were.
Yeah, I was looking up at the horror film wiki in which Brahms, and this picture that they use is unnerving.
I'll give him this. Brahms the boy is a scary little fucker.
Well, it's Brahms the man with his porcelain mask, which is a element I didn't know about because I did not watch this movie. But I guess he is wearing a porcelain mask, much like his boy here. Sure, I'll drop the wiki link so everybody can be on the same page.
Yeah, I see it. Yeah. Terrifying.
It's
Oh, scary. See, he's kind of like a bit of a Jason.
Yeah, he's a bit of a Jason. He's a bit of a Jason. He's Jason adjacent.
Fuck. He is. See, I think we're giving him I don't think we're giving him the credit that is due, you know?
He's like an inverted Jason, where it's like, it's Jason, you think it's a big slasher man in a mask, it turns out to be the mom. In this, you think it's the doll, it turns out to be a slasher man in a mask.
A big slasher man in a mask.
I wonder if they pitched it as it's reverse Jason.
Which I will say, I do have to, now looking at the data, in the wiki, I have to change something up. I'm going to read this paragraph. Mm-hmm. It says, he was a sociopathic child who was friends with a young girl named Emily Cribbs. When Brahms was 8 years old, he and Emily wandered into the woods by themselves, where it is assumed Brahms killed her by smashing her head in.
Okay.
After which, he started a fire so as to fake his death and avoid punishment, which resulted in his face becoming horribly burned and scarred.
Okay.
So it was a fire he started.
Yeah. So he is a fire starter. History of killing
kids. Shout out
to
Prodigy.
History of killing at least one kid. Sociopathic child. I got to tell you, y'all, I'm giving this one to Brahm.
Yeah, yeah. He's on record for, you know,
at least
being able
one.
To do what it needs to be done.
Yeah, but then there's the question of, like, yeah, you can kill one kid, but can you kill 16 kids of the corn?
Well, I do think you make a good point. Sorry, I think I cut you off, Sam.
Please, no, it's okay. I just want some clarification if you guys have it. Since it's been so long since I've seen Children of the Corn, they're not mystical, right? They just commit murder.
Malachi is kind of mystical in the sense that he can, like, bend the wills of others, but the kids are just, they're knifey-ass kids, you know?
Okay, so they're just, they're just stabbed.
Knifey,
they're not.
They're some knifey-ass kids.
They can't, mess with your mind.
The Malachi can.
Okay.
And he's the main one. And I think that's what it's going to come down to, is Malachi on Brahms Hilscher, which is his last name.
Yeah.
And my vote, I'm locking it in. I'm locking in a vote for Brahms. I think Brahms can take it. I think it's that old thing of, like, if you're here to fight, because nobody wants to fight these kids.
Yeah.
And that's kind of the edge of Children of the Corn. Is like, are you okay? There's your mommy.
And they're like, psych, stab.
Stab, yeah. stab.
Also, I think there's the element of the world we are building in these fights.
True.
Because obviously these kids and both Brahm understand the assignment.
Yes.
These kids, however, are tricked by the fact that they think they are fighting the boy, the doll.
They're fighting the doll.
So when they come into the assignment, they are focused. I just imagine they're all surrounding this doll with their pitchforks, stabbing it, while this man slips out and does, in fact, light the house on fire.
You dumbasses, it's a doll.
Does, in fact, light the house on fire. You're right. He can get another Brahms. He's got the mask. He is Brahms. This is crazy. Yeah. Okay. Are you locking in a vote for Brahms, Iffy?
Yep, that is Brahms.
It's a clean sweep.
Clean sweep.
He's cool with killing
Holy
kids.
Shit.
He killed kids as a kid.
That is truly the tipping point is like, because any of us, well, I'd like to think, would take pause if it was time to kick a kid across the room. But Brahms is not going to pause at that. Brahms is going in head first. Wild. Holy shit. A clean sweep. I thought the kids would have it.
Children of the Corn, the formidable fighter.
Ding, ding, ding.
Yeah, but I did, you know, we'd be remiss not to mention that what got the, you know, A&R team, the scout agents for this podcast to notice me is my Twitter thread on horror folks I could beat in a fight. And I did say I could beat the shit out of the Children of the Corn because of the reasons that we've mentioned here. I would not be like, oh, okay. I'm like, no, it's on site, Ezekiel. I'm fucking knocking your block off.
How do you feel about Brahms now that we've discussed this?
Brahms, he is ass, and I probably nothing about what I've learned to defend him has made me want to see this movie. Sure. If anything, I am more the only thing you need to see is the Brahms horror film wiki comments, which are people saying that they think he's hot.
You'll find that with fucking everything, though. I guarantee there's like Wishmaster fanfic out there.
Yeah. And oh, 100%. I mean,
a horrible wrinkly genie.
Y'all are aware of monster fuckers, right?
No, what? No. I guess I'm loosely aware of the idea of.
I mean, it's exactly what it sounds like. It's like, you know, I don't know if it's say she call it a kink, but it's like, yeah, people want to fuck monsters. Monsters. You know, there's this like dope element to it where like folks who are like, you know, kind of like, I'm trying to see the best way to say this, but I guess like folks who are like, you know, trans or like trying, you know, discovering that part of themselves, like, you know, so someone in my Discord explained it to me that there is a link between like the two and this like kind of like non-human experience helps them explore that idea. And then there's also people who just want to fuck monsters. So I will point out the beauty in it, but also just also be like, there are just some people who's just like, I want to fuck that Minotaur.
I get it. The Shape of Water, I think, awakened a lot of things for a lot of people.
I thought you were going to say The Shape as in Michael Myers. I was like, yeah, that's a stocky human. You don't get monster fucker cred for wanting to fuck that man. Yeah, that dude's a linebacker.
Sturdy fella.
Yeah.
I watched something called Cold Skin recently on Amazon Prime, which is an Amazon Prime original. And they're trying to take that whole Shape of Water thing to the next level.
Yeah. Oh yeah. No, it's a
lot of monster fuckers. Go check out Cold Skin.
I feel like if I could put my hat on, you know, the patriarchy has been able to sweep their monster fuckerism under the rug by being like mermaids. It doesn't matter that they have a swish bottom, the fish bottom, they have titties. So it still counts. It's not weird. It's not weird. No. However, if you want to fuck a Minotaur, it's weird.
Yeah. I think that's a salient point. I think it's as gross. Sure. And I think we should.
Men were killing.
I think it's as hot.
So. Men were killing whole crews to fuck fish people.
Fuck manatees.
Christopher Columbus fucked a manatee, and we don't talk about it enough.
Yeah, we know. What we will talk about is this last comment from this Brahms entry that I would say, hey, what's happened in that fire? Why putting on his face of mask? Because why did it not see anybody of his real face? Didn't see that. It's about like fire to covered on his face.
Good God.
And someone replied, I didn't have a stroke, but I did fucking have a heart attack reading that shit.
I think that comment was written by Brahms Heelshire. Disappointed with the way that the boards are reacting to his movie.
Why him no one
believe or understand face burn?
Yeah. Why? Yeah, Frankenstein.
There's one
dropping
comment that just says, I will suck him dry. Fucking hell, Brahms. Brahms fan was thirsty as shit. All right. Okay, we're moving on. Middleweight fight, creepy kids versus spooky dolls. Who are you thinking? Who are your middleweights?
What about Wednesday Addams?
Oh, ultimate creepy kid.
Yeah, ultimate creepy kid. Definitely. Like, almost, like, this is one of those cusp fighters, because Wednesday, mm-hmm. we know that she's a great tactician, mm-hmm. great with weapons.
Mm-hmm.
There is a darkness to Adam's family that we never touch on because they lean on the cuter side. Mm-hmm. But I am so, like, if they rebranded Adam's family as a family of assassins, it would still work.
Fuck yeah. Oh, totally. And it is truly like, that is Wednesday Addams's vibe. She barely lifts a finger to fight you because you've already been poisoned, you know?
Yeah.
Or
yeah.
They're like a giant anvil. You're standing right in the correct spot for this fucking cannonball to fly through the wall and take your head off. That does put her at a disadvantage if anybody catches up to her. I will say that if you can catch up to Wednesday Addams, or maybe not, maybe she is like full on fucking Arya Stark. We've only never seen her fight because no one lives long enough to get close to take a swing.
She's intense. Is she a heavyweight? Should we save her for that?
No. I like Wednesday as a middleweight. Okay. Just because, you know, she's not dominating. We're not seeing. Although there is this Wednesday Addams series coming to Netflix.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Maybe we'll see her. I don't know. I feel like the deeper we dive into the lore mm-hmm. of this they're going to try and soften it. I feel mm-hmm. like the era because I think the thing about Addams family being, like, you know, this, like, the comedy of it is that this, like, it was of this era where you had all the Partridge families and all sure. these different yes. family things. I was like, what if a family was just kind of like demented and kind of killers?
Totally.
And now it's kind of being like, okay, this is an edgy family. Right. I'm just like, no, we can let them be just horrible. Not because they're not bad people. They're just
now they're like, what their if they values have snakes are different. As pets? And it's like, some people have snakes as pets. Calm down.
Yeah.
I think the first Addams Family movie fucking ruled. I think nailed it. Yeah, there's fucking murder everywhere. It's covered in demons and it is both creepy and kooky. But I agree, they lean more on the kooky these days, especially with those like animated movies they made. It would be nice to see a return to creepy, at the end of Addams Family Values, Wednesday scares her new boyfriend to death. That's how that movie ends. I'm locking in Wednesday as a middleweight. Who would dare? What doll? Is this Annabelle? Doll? I think might be Annabelle.
Yeah.
Well, here, before we lock in Annabelle.
No. Okay.
Do we tease and like light tease? Who do we think would be our heavyweight?
Okay, light tease. I'm thinking Charles. Some people know him as Chucky.
Interesting.
I think another middleweight could potentially be the scary clown from Poltergeist, though that's more of a lightweight situation.
Yeah. But
I will say, in terms of scarring me, at least a middleweight.
That's how we do most of these fights.
Yeah.
I would say scarier than the Children of the Corn is the clown. Scarier than Brahms? I don't think so.
Yeah. So I think if we're going based on scare factor, then we'll let Charles take it. And Annabelle, you know.
Mm. Annabelle v. People, Wednesday feels
I would
good.
Happily switch those two. Because Charles is, you know, a serial killer. As we know, Chucky has never scared me because I will fucking throw Chucky so far.
Yeah.
I will kick Chucky right between tiny legs.
Giant. I just watched all the Chucky trailers in a row. There's like a YouTube video of all the Chucky trailers in a row. Man, the whole underpinning of Chucky is like, are you like a remarkably clumsy adult? Like how Chucky gets you is you step on a roller skate and then he holds a knife out and you fall on it. It's like, I'm not doing
Chucky
that
gets
in my
you,
regular life.
Chucky gets you because people think he's a doll.
Yeah.
It's like, oh, look at this silly doll stab. Your guts are falling out.
Yeah, there's also this false premise that people were like, ah, sick, a doll. Like, I'm gonna really engage with this doll a lot and like let it give me an old time like barbershop shave with a razor blade. Give me a shave. Like, this is what I love about dolls.
Yeah. Let me leave this cool doll in this kitchen next to my knives.
This go great next to the knives? Look, I found him in the alley. Isn't he kooky?
I got all my guns out, and then I'm going to put this doll by my guns.
Truly. And again and again. And it's even funnier later when Chucky is like all sewed together and has like eyes hanging out and shit.
Yeah.
People are like, oh, look, a silly doll.
Yeah, yeah. This demonic ass.
Look more fucked up. Terrifying.
Yeah, he knows your social security number. He knows everything about you.
Oh, look, he's swearing at me.
You know who would love this? Billy. Okay, you know what? I kind of like Chucky in this one. Chucky versus Wednesday.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah.
All right, let's lock it in. All right. Fucking Wednesday isn't falling for any of that shit. All right. Okay, so the question before us is who would win in a fight between Wednesday Addams and Chucky of... What's that movie called?
Child's Play, yeah.
Child's Play, that's it. At a Blanche, I'm putting at least a bill on Wednesday for this one, you know?
Yeah, I was going to say it was going to go either way, whether it was Annabelle or Chucky, because I think the element of either, like Wednesday would clock immediately.
Wednesday
would be unafraid of the ghosts. And with Chucky, she's going to immediately sense the occult activity on this doll and start to deconstruct him so she can, you know, repurpose that energy for one of her experiments.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And Chucky's like, he's like really corny in the way like Freddy is corny. Like he's like saying, bitch. He's like,
he's gonna be like, oh, you're gonna give me a blowjob, he's gonna be so busy getting his like slightly misogynistic one-liner, he's gonna get cooked.
Ugh. Now we should, like, here's the thing: you smash Chucky comes back. Chucky has been done time and time again. Chucky is resilient.
Yeah, but every time he comes back, it is due to a spell. And I think this is why the one time this will be Chucky's end for once and for all, because Wednesday would be repurposing that energy. It will not be in the air.
Jeez.
My only argument is
she is something of a necromancer, and that's who has ultimate control over Chucky's whole vibe.
My only argument for Chucky is that Wednesday becomes kind of fascinated with him, the way
it becomes
maybe like a Frankenstein's monster thing, where she's like, oh, let me manipulate Chucky. She likes the camp of it.
Well, not even manipulate. You bring up something good here. Like, there isn't anything to say that Wednesday would have a problem with his murderous intent.
Not even a little
bit. If anything, there is a huge chance that Wednesday comes in and is like, oh, hold on, I could give you some upgrades.
You can be
killing weight.
I could even see like, jeez. Okay, this would be an interesting movie. So Chucky versus Wednesday just got real interesting. Chucky walks into the Addams family house. Wednesday has obviously rigged it. She's ready for it to happen. Kills him immediately. Drops the family jewels on him. It's hilarious. It's a safe, you know. You've come to find me. Here I am. Slam, dead. Repurposes the energy into this new doll that she has built, whose name is Charles, which is a little bit more dignified.
It's played by Eddie Redmayne. It looks like
it's Brahms the boy too.
Yeah.
Props the boy 3, and Charles is a killing machine. And then I guess the question is, like, does she have him locked up in a room like Frankenstein's table, and she like tries to like change his mind to her side, and then he gets free and immediately kills her? Or
like Uncle Fester like accidentally plugs him in at the wrong time or something.
Trying to get the
Addams family is pretty kooky. They could undercut her plans.
Sure. Yeah. Interesting. That's a good point. The family is kind of creeping around, aren't they? Things definitely twiddling past in the background. He could unplug that
Thing and It and Lurch are great characters. Adam's Family came up with three of the most fun, weird-looking things.
All-timers, man.
Which is just a great big fucking guy, a hand that moves around, and a person that's all hair. Great.
Yeah.
When do you get three bangers like that?
In the movies, and I think a little bit in the TV show, Cousin It is like a full-on like pimp. He's like a he's like got ladies around him all the time. He's
Cousin
fucking,
It is Don Magic. He's like a dapper.
Yeah, he's like a dapper gentleman, and he's like, you always were the ladies' man, cousin. it's very funny. I'm wondering if it goes like she traps him in some kind of homunculus of her own creation and then tries to change him to her murderous purpose. And he's like, I will join you Wednesday. I like your style. And then she ultimately betrays him because she grows bored of him, you know, mm-hmm. and just pushes the kill button.
I'm going to vote for Charles. The adult killer too.
The adult
just because I'm very invested in the scenario. I'm going with Wednesday doesn't know her own or gets out of control and becomes a real horror movie. Charles goes around killing the Addams Family, and
if she does try to channel him into something a little bit more befitting of his murderous rage, I can't see that going any which way but south, you know.
Well, here's the thing is
if
I think
you're right, she would do that.
The issue here with the murderous rage being able to kind of like turn back on her. Sorry, there's someone. Mm-hmm. There's a giant truck. I don't know if y'all are hearing this giant fucking truck in front of my house right now that is just slowly backing up the hill. Doesn't seem like it has any purpose.
It's full of dolls.
Yeah. It's the children of the corn. They came to pull up on me.
You said their name too many times.
Yeah. They said, all right, you think you could beat our ass? And I'm going to take a break and you're going to see me come back covered in blood because I beat the shit out of them.
Because they cannot 30 defeat kids.
Me. They cannot defeat me. Basically, here's the problem with all this mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. is that Wednesday doesn't love anyone.
She
does not, as much as we would love to believe that, you know, she gets attached to this mm-hmm. new version of Charles that she makes and he mm-hmm. can catch her slipping. It's definitely going to be one of those moments where he's like, all right. And mm-hmm. she's like, I've never loved you. And she presses mm-hmm. a button and he explodes.
Or even like just pulls on a thread in this creature she's built and the whole thing comes unraveled.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. She definitely would have a kill switch.
Yeah, an escape plan.
Chucky might have a softer spot. He has a bride of Chucky. He has spawn of Chucky. True. Wednesday's never having a bride of Wednesday or whatever.
No, you're right. Is this a clean sweep?
I'm voting Charles. I think it's too
okay. You're voting
I'm
Charles.
I'm sticking Wednesday.
I'm sticking Wednesday. Ding, ding, ding. Wednesday Addams. She's a killer, man. She's ruthless. Chucky doesn't stand a chance. Chucky's coming in like a hammer. Wednesday is a scalpel, you know?
Yeah. Yep. Absolutely.
Ding, ding, ding. Wednesday takes it. All right.
He keeps saying ding, ding, ding.
That's the fight is over.
All right.
Heavyweight bout. Creepy kids versus haunted dolls. People have been waiting for this fight all year. And now it's finally here. Who are you thinking? I'm thinking Annabelle for the doll.
Mm-hmm. I think it has to be Annabelle.
Now there is another. There's another doll that I'd like to throw out. The mannequin, Kim Cattrall from Mannequin. Is she a haunted doll?
Certainly not a heavyweight haunted doll.
Sorry. No, there is a doll in real life that is kept in a place called the Artists Museum in Key West, Florida. His name is Robert. And yes. Robert is the scariest thing I know about.
He's dressed like a little sailor, right?
He is dressed like a little sailor. He is covered in like kind of like moth holes from being a zillion. And he is surrounded by death and despair.
Yeah.
And the story behind him is like this eccentric artist had him as a kid. And there's like there's like stories that say he got it from like a spurned, like somebody who was like was his nursemaid and was like fired for being, she was accused of stealing and like get out. And she was like, okay, but let me give the boy a doll. And he was like, okay,
oh, no.
But then you have to leave. And so he started talking to the doll and he eventually gave it his own name, Robert. And he started going by his middle name, Eugene. He was like, you're Robert now, I'm Eugene. And his kids were like, okay. His parents were like, okay, whatever. Grew up, got married, brought his wife back. And he was like, by the way, this is Robert. He lives with us now. And him and Robert would spend all day in the attic talking. When he got older, he started to drink a lot and would argue with Robert. He would blame Robert for things that happened around the house. Robert did it was a very famous phrase that was used in the Eugene household. And then he died, but Robert seemingly didn't. And kids would see him in the window, and eventually his widow gave him to the museum because she was like, get this fucking thing out of my house. No, she put it in a trunk. She put it in a trunk in the attic, died. She was like, I have to go die now. And then a new family found it and gave it to their daughter. And the first night, like, she woke up, she was like, he was on top of me, hitting me, like Jesus. Hitting me with his little soft doll hands. And they freaked out and gave him to the museum, where to this day, are plaques all around the museum that are like, don't take pictures of Robert without asking his permission. If you don't believe us, this is a wall filled with letters of people who have written to apologize to Robert for taking a picture of him without his permission, and their lives fell into complete chaos following. Some people died in car wrecks on the way home.
Oh my
God. It's a real thing that happens, apparently. Robert. Very scary.
Yeah, that's scary. But I beat the shit out of him. I beat the shit out of him.
Robert, no, don't listen to him.
Yeah. Come to my house. Come see me. Come see me.
I want to see Brahms 3, if he versus Brahms.
Because I would figure out
these people.
I would figure that out way quicker than that family did, because there is something to me, you know, sitting in silence as much as I normally do, and just I would hear those footsteps between the walls, that pit-a-pat.
Like, okay, well, come on out. It's time to fight, bro.
Yeah. All right. I guess you here. Need me to beat your ass.
You fuck. Boss Rush, Brahms. Oh no, the Children of the Corn. Oh no, Robert's here. They're all here. Okay. I don't think we use Robert for the.
But I liked that detour into Robert.
I just wanted to tell you guys.
What we got a little taste of Robert.
Scares the hell out of me. Google the picture. It's very scary. I think Annabelle, because Annabelle is filled with a horrible demon, right?
Yep. Yeah.
Who would you put up against Annabelle? Who's the creepy kid?
He's filled with the demon, Damien from Omen.
Oh.
Similarly, a demon, maybe the titular demon, the devil.
Yeah, that little kid is kind of your archetypical creepy kid, right? Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Just controlling people, making people do things.
I like it.
Yeah.
I like it. Is there
devil power?
They both got devil power. We're talking devil on devil action here. I'm going to lock it in. Okay. Do we have another creepy kid? Wait. Almost forgot about him. Another incredibly heavyweight creepy kid. The kid from The Sixth Sense. He sees dead people.
Yeah. Not as good a fighter.
He's not filled to the brim with devils.
He just can see stuff.
Okay, you're right. All right, we're locking it in. Question before us is, who would win in a fight between Annabelle, the doll, and Damien?
And correction, Damien is son of the devil. He's the Antichrist.
Son of the devil, yeah, from the movie The Omen. We're talking specifically about Omen level.
Damien.
Yeah.
What are you thinking?
Damien... I mean, uses like mind control.
Damien gives you visions and then you kind of kill yourself or you have a horrible accident. But the thing is, so does Annabelle.
Yeah. Well, that's why to me it comes down to where they rank in hell. Because this is a ranking situation. Because, you know, because I think if we entered Rosemary's Baby in here or the kid from Hereditary, they would outrank them and would win off that. Because they don't even have to fight. They would just go to the bureaucracy in hell. They would go in and be like, hey, this guy is trying to, you know, attack me. You
this
know,
minor I'm, demon.
I'm a higher ranking official. Colonel.
Yeah, give me
I think, honestly, I think hell will have agreed to it. I think they'll be like, yeah, we'd love to help you, but, you know, there's a lot, we get a lot of money from Fight Island.
If hell is anything, it is an endless bureaucracy.
But it is also rife with nepotism. Mm-hmm. And I would believe that in a second. I would believe Damien putting in a call to his dad and being like, Can you get this little shit off my hands? But I don't know. Naked in a pit, you give it to the kid, right? Because the kid can tear apart a doll, no problem.
That is true.
I don't care how ugly and James Wanified it is.
Okay. I think I'm going with Annabelle, and you can correct me if I'm wrong on any of this.
Please.
Here's what I think happens. Damien is born. He's the Antichrist. The Antichrist lives within a physical Damien body.
Okay.
Damien tears Annabelle apart. That does not destroy the demon within Annabelle.
Well, and
the
as
demon
we know,
is loosed.
Well, as we know from the movies, the demon, there is no demon within Annabelle. It's almost a Brahms the Boy 2 situation where it's a demon that kind of picks up Annabelle and like shakes it around and is like, boo, I'm Annabelle.
Yeah.
Which is kind of a fun Mr. Rogers take on it, I guess. Kind of a little puppet show.
So I think if Annabelle is destroyed, Damien thinks, oh, that's the end of it. This demon starts controlling other shit. Damien is limited by his child body. Being a child is bad. Worse than being a child. But you know what's better than being a child? Being a demon who can move about freely.
Sure. Do you think that the Omen Boy would be moved by the same like emotions that move a little boy? So like, could the demon then escape from Annabelle and then like go into his PlayStation and be like, "I'll wreck your PlayStation," and he'll be like, "No."
I'm gonna knock that because that boy was real weird the whole movie. But that is a good question.
He wouldn't care though. He'd be like, I don't.
He'd be like, wreck it. I will find another one. I will go into Sony and find a PlayStation. I will possess the CEO. Sony. Yeah, I will possess the CEO and decide what games get played by kids. I will green light the next No Man's Sky and tell him to make it just like the first one, but call it No Man's Sky 2.
Oh God, no, Damien.
He demonically fixes the supply chain. No. So evil.
Or he's like, I'm the one who told them to make one PlayStation per day.
I'm voting Annabelle for those reasons. That's my
Annabelle. That makes him so much more diabolical to me. I know that was a goof, but you're right. Like Damien is a manipulative, diabolical little asshole, and Annabelle is like bent on destruction. Like the demon that controls Annabelle wants terror and blood and murder. And those things are a fringe benefit for Damien, basically.
Yeah.
I think I'm giving it to Damien.
Mm. Yeah, this is another hard one for me. Because you're right. Like these are both some demons that are coming at you.
That's undeniable.
You know, and this is like, to me, Annabelle was birthed from some devil worshipers who like smear the rune on the wall and dripped the blood on the doll.
Right.
So to me, that's like a lower level.
It is indeed. This definitely ain't the devil's son.
Yeah. So because of that, like that's Annabelle that's your boss. You're not going to win, you know? Mm-hmm. I mean, look, you know, this is a Christian pod, and we all know what happened when the devil tried to step to God. So this is just another iteration of, of that. So I'm going to have to give it to Damien for that reason.
There you go, Damien. Ding, ding, ding. Takes it. The creepy kids. Creepy kids. So what did we get? Brahms took the first one. That was Dolls. Who got the second one?
Wednesday
Kids. And then Kids again.
Creepy kids over Creepy Dolls.
Creepy Kids. Yeah,
they did it. They did it.
Wow. There you have it.
I also think particularly good Creepy Kids, like particularly murderous Creepy Kids.
I agree. Fights. Iffy, thank you so much for joining us on the island today. Fright Island. I hope you weren't too scared.
It was a little spooky, but you know.
Right. Only two more days, guys. Stay hydrated. Yeah. Where can people find you on the internet and beyond?
If you Waddy Way on Twitter and Instagram, if D's on Twitch. And you know, if you go to those places, you'll know what I'm doing.
Yeah, definitely go check out Iffy Can Confirm. Sam, how about you? Are you going to follow Iffy?
I'm thinking about it.
I mean, right now.
Follow me on Twitter at VoteSamWiles, as always. And check out my comedy album, Regular Guy Out of Hell. And if you're in L.A., come to Rod Stewart Live. We're twice a month, and we've been selling out. Come see the sold-out show at Permanent Records Roadhouse.
Back.
Watch some stand-up.
Have you guys ever reached out to Rod Stewart?
Himself?
Just try to get him to show
up. He's always playing soccer. We can't get a hold of him.
He's in the garden doing kippy up. Yeah. As for me, I'm on the Twitch as well. I do a little show called Better Than Heroes every Monday, 8 p.m. Mountain Time, twitch.tv/betterthanheroes. Come watch a bunch of comedians play Spelljammer. We have reason to believe that there's some official Spelljammer content coming soon, but we are not in any way involved with that, but we're excited about it. So come hang out. Watch us play D&D. It'll be a lot of fun. And I think that does it for another episode of Fright Island. Why don't you count us down spookily, Sam?
One, two, murder three.
All right, break it up. It's all over. Fright Island.